This meeting is now being recorded.
All right, welcome all. This is the meeting of the Fiscal Planning Subcommittee to consider requests of both San Joaquin and Monterey. All materials have been provided. Suzanne, I'm going to ask you to take roll call and address those first housekeeping items we discussed.
All right, of course. Judge Conklin?
Present.
Judge Johnson?
Present.
Judge Saunders? Was that present?
Hello.
Thank you. Mr. Harrigan?
Present.
Mr. Planet?
Okay, that's fine.
Mr. Planet?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Taylor?
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki's vote, I believe, is being proxied by Judge Sanders?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. Are there other people on the line who are going to speak who'd like to introduce themselves? First from Monterey. Monterey?
Is there an order to? Okay, that's what I was going to ask, because she'll want to speak first. So Monterey is requesting a continuation.
Oh, no, just asking you to introduce yourself.
Okay.
That you're on the line.
This is Colin Simpson. First, we have Felipe Navarro, who is our Chief Administrative Officer from Monterey Superior Court, and Colin Simpson, Financial Officer from Monterey Superior Court.
All right, thank you. And how about from San Joaquin?
Hi, good afternoon. Rosa Junquero, the Court Executive Officer, and I have with me Linda Courtwright, our Chief Financial Officer, and Diet Goni, our Management Analyst.
All right, thank you very much. And anyone else present that would like to introduce themselves? Doesn't sound like it. All right, so the housekeeping items. Just as a reminder, this meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. Members of the public can join the call via listen-only code, permitting them to join and leave at any time without notice or interruption. Please identify yourselves prior to speaking for the benefit of all participating and listening to the meeting. We ask that you please place your phones on mute when not speaking to avoid background noise. Please do not place us on hold at any time during the meeting to avoid distractions caused by on-hold music. That takes care of the housekeeping items. Judge Conklin?
Very good. Thank you for that. I've also been informed that no public comment was received prior to this meeting, so there will be no public comment for the meeting, which allows us to turn to the first agenda item, which is an action item. The two items both relate to children's waiting room funds requests, the first being from Monterey County, and we have folks from Monterey County on the line. And Mr. Simpson, I think you were starting off with comments. Would you like to make those?
I can lead off, or we can respond to questions.
Do any of the committee members have any questions concerning the children's waiting room request of Monterey County? We all have reviewed the materials and have the materials present. Any concerns or questions about Monterey County's request? All right. I hear none. I'm not wanting to snatch victories from the jaws of defeat or vice versa. Does Monterey want to make any comments? Hearing none, and I should step back. I don't believe I asked for a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So this is Mike Planet. I'll move approval of the minutes.
Second. Is there a second?
I second. Glenda Saunders.
Moved and seconded. Any opposition to the approval of the minutes of our last meeting? Hearing none, minutes are approved, and now we're moving through Monterey's request. Monterey has essentially submitted their request. There were no comments or concerns that I heard, but I don't want to prevent anybody from asking, so I'll ask one more time concerning item number one, the Children's Waiting Room Funds request from Monterey County. Any additional concerns or questions?
So, Judge Conklin, this is Mike Planet. This looks to be consistent with prior requests that we've approved.
Mike, I think you're right. The purpose of the children's waiting request is now understood by all those folks that are addressing these, and I think appropriately so. They're submitting requests that are consistent. They should not be viewed as not being fully considered, but candidly, the requests that are submitted are clear and concise and with supporting documentation. So, yes, you're right, Mike. These appear to be similar requests to those we've previously considered and approved.
So that said, notwithstanding it's been requested by Colin Simpson, I would move approval of the Monterey request.
with the magic factor out there, there's been a motion to approve the Monterey request. Is there a second?
Second, Liz Johnson.
All right. All in favor, I'll take a voice vote. All in favor of the Monterey request concerning children's waiting room, say aye.
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 Any opposition to the request? And Judge Saunders, you're entering an aye on behalf of Mr. Yamasaki?
I am, yes.
All right, we'll show the request approves unanimously. Thank you very much, Monterey County, for your preparation and your time. It was good to hear from all of
Judge
you, even you, Magic.
One question, Judge Conklin, or I should say one clarification that we should provide just to be in compliance with judicial council policy. Since it was not included as part of the request, we want to notify you that the planned opening date for the new planned opening date for the children's waiting room would now be summer of 2018.
Now that's good. I was wondering about that. Ms. Liz.
All right. We appreciate that update. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So now, and for purposes of consistency, we'll move to the second request, which is San Joaquin's Children Waiting Room Funds request, and I'm going to handle it the same way if there's no objection, and that is starting off with asking if there's any questions or concerns about San Joaquin Superior Court's request to start receiving child waiting room disbursements in July of 2017.
Hey, this is Mike Plant again. Rosa, do you have an anticipated opening date for yours?
The actual courthouse is going to be we plan. That's our plan right now, is to begin operating July 31st of 2017 in the new courthouse. We plan to begin using the funding to purchase the furniture. We already have a quote from our furniture vendor to provide the furnishings for the children's waiting room. We wanted to start to get the funding, and then we would be soliciting an RFP to have somebody run the children's waiting room, but certainly would need to know, you know, whether or not we have the funding before we do an RFP. We may be in a similar situation as Monterey, coming back again next year to continue to keep the funding, just until we have a sense of how much it's going to cost us ongoing on a monthly basis to manage that children's waiting room. So actual anticipation, it could be January of 2018 or as late as July of 2018.
Okay, thank you.
With that clarification, any further questions? Is there a motion to approve San Joaquin's request?
Yes, I make that motion.
Judge Saunders moves to approve. Is there a second?
Planet seconds.
Planet seconds. Therefore, it's, the motion's been made and seconded. All in favor of approving San Joaquin's request concerning children's waiting room funds, aye.
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 Any opposition? All right. San Joaquin's motion also passes unanimously. Thank you very much, San Joaquin, for your preparation as well. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Judge Coughlin, and thank you, committee members.
You bet.
Right.
And Monterey and San Joaquin, anybody else that's on the line is welcome to remain on the line if you'd like, though we're going to take up the next agenda item, which does not specifically address either of your requests, but is a discussion item concerning TCTF funds held on behalf policy. And Suzanne, you want to sort of explain this one?
Sure, no problem. So the council approved the process for the TCTF funds to be held on behalf of the trial courts in April 2016, so almost a year ago. This item provides an opportunity to discuss how the process is working so far and if changes to the policy should be considered for a future subcommittee meeting. The agenda item suggests perhaps the next meeting on April 13th, but depending on if there are changes and how drastic or how detailed they are, that might not be possible for the next meeting due to the short time frame. Anyway, the approved TCTF funds held on behalf process contains criteria and activities for the funds that can be requested. The criteria contain, but is not limited to, the following. projects that extend beyond the original plan 3-year process, such as delayed deployment of information systems, technology improvements or infrastructure, such as new case management systems, facilities maintenance repair allowed under Rule 10.8.10 of the California Rule of Courts, and court efficiencies such as online and smart forms for court users and other court infrastructure projects, such as vehicle replacement or copy machine replacement. Between June 2016 and December 2016, the Judicial Council approved requests from 14 courts to hold funds of approximately $8.3 million. 13 of these requests involved the delayed implementation of case management systems. Several of the courts with the case management system requests have experienced additional interruptions in spending the funds due to contractor delays. Two have recently submitted amended requests to address this issue. And a current request that will be going before the Fiscal Planning Subcommittee in April, there's been 8 new requests and then the 2 amended requests that I just mentioned.
Suzanne, how many of these requests are specific to the same case management system?
I would say there's one that has a different case management system. All the others are the same case management system.
And that's Tyler? And are those all Tyler courts?
Yes, those are all Tyler courts.
Okay.
So the first item for discussion is that the policy currently requires courts to identify by fiscal year when the funds are going to be utilized. And if there's a delay in spending the funds in the fiscal years identified, courts have to submit an amended request, and it has to be approved by the Judicial Council. As I mentioned, 2 courts have submitted amended requests because of the further delay, so they're having to switch where their fiscal year expenditures will happen for their case management systems. And at least one other court is anticipated to submit a request for the same reason. So the question under discussion is, should amended requests due to contractor delays that do not change the total funding being held, but only the fiscal year in which the funds have been spent, have to go to the council for approval?
Thoughts on that, folks?
So this is Mike Planet again. So Judge Conklin, if I remember right, we wanted to put we wanted to limit these approvals to a fiscal year. For the purposes of just kind of keeping track of them, as I recall.
You're right.
And so I don't have a problem with the initial request having to go to the Judicial Council, if that's still appropriate. But I would say I would still keep the requirement in there that they at least update their requests each fiscal year to our working group or the budget director, however. Just so we can keep everybody on, so that we know everybody's on track.
And part of this, too, there's an audit component to the process, so auditors would like to see some notification as well.
So I like Mike's thought about having that and then allowing either us or TICPAC as a whole to then, considering that, decide whether or not Judicial Council needs to be notified of the delay. I'm probably not explaining that right, but if this is nothing more than the same delays everybody else has anticipated, I don't see that we need to bother the council with it unless it's something unusual. So we would have the discretion to then say, okay, we need to notify the council. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree. Again, it's Planet again. So if we were to take some actions, Suzanne, are you suggesting, or Judge Conklin, you want a motion on this, or is this just for discussion purposes? At this,
I guess it gives us direction to come back to at a future fiscal planning subcommittee meeting with proposed changes to the policy.
And well, that would be language along the lines of what Judge Conklin and I have been talking about.
That the
requests be renewed annually, or whatever language you want, whatever time frame you want to pick out, and as long as it's the same amount or less, no issue. And then if Judge Conklin or the chair or whoever determines this needs to go further up the chain through TICPAC or ultimately through the Judicial Council, and we can make that call.
Yes, So leave language in there that gives the committee, the subcommittee discretion to move it up to the council or tick back.
This is Liz Johnson. And while I was thinking from the auditor's perspective, it would be important to show that the Judicial Council was aware, I think, that the funds had not been expended. So in the event that someone is trying to get an extension into the next fiscal year, I think that it automatically ought to be reported to Judicial Council. But they don't necessarily have to go to the council for approval.
Okay.
Is that possible?
That's Brandy. So I'm thinking maybe as like an informational item to the council?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd typically be what would, I guess, referred to as a was it an agenda item? I forget the word they use.
Consent
item. Right. Yeah. But I guess that's up to the council to decide. But I like Judge Johnson's suggestion of, in with the audit aspect in mind, so we would then simply notify the council that of the status of it, so they're updated, rather than ask them to approve what appears to be a ministerial task.
Right. And then their job of truing up would be made a lot easier, I would think.
I like that.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right. I think I've got the notes down that I can make some proposed changes to the policy for your review at hopefully the next meeting.
Suzanne, this is Brandy again. I just want to quickly touch on the initial process, whether it should go to the administrative director or we should possibly consider.
It ties into item three, discussion item three.
Do you want to skip to item three?
Yeah, because they are tied together. Item three is that the current policy requires the courts to submit the request directly to the administrative director of the Judicial Council. And we're asking, is a technical change needed in the policy that would allow the courts to make these requests to the Director of Budget Services, who would then report the request to the administrative director?
So is that, okay.
Is that what you were touching on, Brandy?
Yes.
Whatever's cleaner.
Yeah, exactly. That's all we're trying to do is be efficient, yet at the same time satisfy the audit. I don't know how else to put it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think cleaner, getting it to Zlatko currently as the budget director, and hopefully for quite some time in the future.
Yeah, because he's going to be the one that's adding
that
up the column.
That's right.
Yeah, I think that's a better plan.
Okay.
I agree. I think that makes sense because otherwise it could sit on Martin's desk for days, weeks, months, you know, depending on how busy he is before he gets routed to the right place. And this just, you know, it seems to me to be speed up the process. And it gets it to the desk it's going to go to eventually anyways.
That's right.
It gets it there sooner.
Right, Mike.
Right. Okay. That will also be a proposed change then.
Good.
Randy, did that cover all of your concerns on that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right.
So does that give you guys what you need to put together a proposal for our April meeting, or do you think that'd be moving too fast?
I could talk offline. I think it's possible. Let's see if we can meet it in time for the open meeting rules.
Yeah.
Okay. But if not, we can take care of it. I mean, this is not earth-shattering. It's efficiency, but it's not earth-shattering. So if not, we can do it at the next meeting.
Okay. Great. All right. I know some of the desire to have it sooner than later is for those courts, if we can get the process changed, it might make it easier for them.
And that's a fair sentiment.
Okay. So the only other item, it's not really a discussion item so much as it's informational for you, is that the majority of the funds that were approved in the last process, June through December, were 2016-2017 funds. So consequently, the funds have actually been allocated back to the courts in January on distribution number 9. As mentioned above, two of the courts are now requesting that they can't spend all the money they thought they were going to spend in 16-17. So we actually have to true up their books, their allocations, by year end, and other courts may be in a similar situation. So we were anticipating needing expenditure information from those courts that have 16-17 trust funds held on behalf, information by May 15th. So we'll be sending out an email or a notification to those courts and hopefully courts, that's not an unreasonable date for courts to comply with the information.
And it shouldn't be difficult for them to comply, right? I mean, they know it, so this is not like we're asking them to do a lot of work, right?
Yeah, it just isn't in the policy or in the process, so this is kind of adding a step to it.
This is Kevin Harrigan from Glenn, and I believe I'm one of those two courts that had asked for to roll monies over to an additional fiscal year. And just to give you an example of why we did that, or, you know, we had asked for $90,000 for our Tyler case management system implementation, and we're only going to be able to get through two-thirds of those deliverables. So, and we know that now, and it would be pretty easy on our end to supply that information to you. So it's not burden at all.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Good. That's good to hear.
Okay. So that is all I have on my part for discussion items related to this policy.
All right. Any other discussion items for the good of the group? Anybody? Any other concerns anybody wants to discuss? Okay. Once again, efficiency has prevailed here. I think we've accomplished our tasks. And I thank everybody for their time, and I look forward to seeing, hopefully, everybody at meetings in April. I think we're done.
See you then.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Take tomorrow off. Bye-bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.